There was an unusual religious service yesterday in Jacksonville, Florida. It involved burning some objectionable old movies. Members of Christ Church Anglican gathered at the site of their new home, formerly the Playtime Drive-In Movie Theater. The 300-member congregation recently bought the property to develop as their new meeting place, and the drive-in held a bit of a surprise for the staff when they arrived, Senior Pastor Mark Eldridge told me.
We knew that historically the Playtime Theater had shown X-rated movies as in its history, but that was several years ago. It had been a family-friendly place most recently, but we knew that was the past, and we thought that was kind of exciting to take over a piece of property that once was used for that which is immoral, as we want to be a church that's standing on God's definition of right and wrong and all of that. So we thought that was kind of neat history. But when we closed on the property a few weeks ago, we discovered just cases and cases of old pornography.
So then right. You have this dilemma of, you know, we have all this porn. What do we do with it? How'd you decide?
Well, obviously, we knew the right thing to do would be to destroy it and not let it ever be out in the market, so to speak. And then we also wanted to consecrate that land as new holy ground for our church. And so we decided to have a dedication service where we'd pray over the land, and then it seemed right to symbolically burn the pornography as a sign of moving from that past and taking the land from unholy to holy. And that's what we did.
So how did you burn it exactly?
Well, we had a big fire pit, and for symbolic reasons, we unraveled it and had it kind of hanging over the sides of this pit, and then put some lighter fluid on there and lit it up. And the we had the fire department out there also, and then also we thought it would be neat to pray over the water in the fire truck, and I asked God to make the water holy water, and then they proceeded to spray down the land, and they had some of the children of the church help spray the land, and we called it, I jokingly called it, the holy water hose down, symbolically cleansing the land.
You know, Reverend Eldridge, if you think about book burning, it obviously has a dark history, and you know, people burn a lot of things that they're opposed to. Did you think at all about whether sort of a public ceremonial burning like this? I don't mean to defend the porn industry in any way, but did you think about, you know, the possible meanings of that and how it might be taken?
It certainly crossed my mind, but again, it never crossed my mind that we might stick it out on eBay or something and try to profit from it. Or, I mean, what are you going to do with pornography? You certainly don't want anyone to ever look at that. So rather than throwing it in a dumpster, or we thought it would be good to, again, symbolic reasons, burning it.
In public with a crowd to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
What were children thinking, do you think?
I think everyone just thought it was cool, just sort of a neat event and just a positive forward-looking, what is God going to do with this land in the future, and how can we bring people from the community onto that land to see family-friendly movies and possibly connect to our church? And our slogan of our church is a church where lives are changed for good, and I think that's what we're focused on seeing happen here in Jacksonville.
Reverend Eldridge, thanks very much for talking with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.